Hey, hey. I got your call. Don't worry. I had nothing to do, so literally didn't even mind coming over. Based on your texts, I could tell that something was bothering you. And I had a feeling you could use a friend tonight, so look what I got. Champagne, your favorite. No one's here, right? Okay, I didn't think so. Oh my God, your apartment is a mess. There's clothes all over the floor. Empty bottles. Is that a broken plate? Oh no, what happened? You fought with your girlfriend. Really? Well, it looked pretty heated based on that plate. Who broke that? Was it you? It was her. Oh, does she have like anger issues or? Sorry. No, I don't want to make it worse. Look, I'm here for you and I want to hear you out, so. You think the champagne's gonna do you good? I got you. Where's your glasses? Okay, cool. Here, I'll just grab two for us. Sit down, don't even worry about it. I want to hear everything, all the details, what happened between you, all that. But literally, just a few days ago, you guys saw each other and you had your little date by the Christmas tree. What happened now? Oh, really? Okay, so she's receiving texts from somebody. You said it's an anonymous number, but she's been deleting the messages. So you think she's been hiding something from you? Well, that is pretty interesting. I can see why you would be a little, worried about that. Are you sure you didn't overreact? Oh, she did. Yikes. You suspect that she might be talking to someone else? Well, look. The best thing that I can tell you is that you need to trust her. The number one thing in a relationship is trust. If you show her that you don't trust or believe her, she's gonna be a little hurt by that. And she might get a little angrier than usual. So, while I do believe that you have every right to feel that way and suspect that she might be talking to someone else, I don't think you should be jumping to conclusions. I think you should just give her another chance to tell you what's going on. You guys seem to really be into each other and haven't seen you this happy since we were little. So, I mean, I think this could be a good thing for you. See, this is exactly why it's good that I'm back in town. You need me to tell you these things. Your problem is you worry too much sometimes and you get yourself in a lot of trouble. Well, it's okay, it's natural. It's human instinct. There's nothing wrong with you. I think you are an amazing partner and you treat her very, very well. I'm sure she'll come along. But breaking plates, that is a bit much. I'm just glad you're not hurt. Don't even worry about it. I'll help you clean up. I mean, this is a mess. It's the least that I could do. We're friends, remember? And friends are supposed to be there for each other. Now, come on. Let's pop this baby open. Yeah, you can do this. You're stronger than I am. Perfect. Yeah, I had a feeling something was going on. You were a little drier than usual when we were texting. It's okay. Relationships suck. Sometimes, I mean, there's ups and downs, a lot of stuff that you have to overcome. But you are an amazing person, and she would be crazy to let you go. I mean, I almost let you go as a friend, and to this day, it's something I regret. It is. I mean, you know, we grew up together, done all sorts of things together, and before I left, everything was perfect. And I knew that when I leave, things wouldn't really be that way forever. Well, I'm back now, and this is why we're here together, having champagne, complaining about relationships, although I'm not really in a relationship right now, which kind of sucks. I don't know, nobody here is my type. Like, this is one thing about the town we live in. I'm not attracted to anybody. Except one person, but, well, you don't need to know who that is. No, you do not. It is a secret. I'm not gonna tell you. I'll take it to my grave if I have to. Shh, stop. Don't even. Right now we're talking about you. Okay? Well, look, you need to realize something, that you are absolutely irreplaceable. Something about you is just so amazing that it makes somebody never want to forget you. Don't ever think that somebody could come in your place and replace you, okay? Or that they'd be better than you. That is impossible, in my opinion. Oh, it really is. You're amazing. Sometimes I really think you're an angel. An angel sent from above just for me. Just kidding. But I mean that. You're an amazing friend. I mean, even though we went years without talking or seeing each other, I thought it would be weird if we ran into each other again. But it's like time hadn't passed at all, and it felt like we're back 5 years ago. Well, more than 5 years ago, but you get the point. Just felt like time was never really an issue. And that is all because of you. Because you are an amazing person. Really amazing. I mean, I tried so hard to find someone like you, you know, outside of town, and nobody compared, not even close. It was only you. And seeing you when I got back, looking the way you did. And hearing that you had a girlfriend, I mean, it kind of sucked, I'm not gonna lie. No reason. Just 'cause, you know, it's stupid. Well, you knew about my feelings for you, didn't you? And I knew about yours, and I don't know, part of me thought, I don't know, that you would be alone. But that's obviously wishful thinking. Someone like you could never. You're too much of a catch. You did too. Yeah, I know. We've always had a thing for each other. I mean, it was platonic, undeniable, better than no other. I've always wondered what it would be like to kiss you. No. What are we doing? Yes, I'm sorry too. I didn't mean to. It was stupid. Out of question, this is not okay. We can never do this again. I won't talk about it. I won't ever mention it, okay? You have a girlfriend. You are in a good relationship. And I don't want to get in the middle of that. I think coming here was a mistake. No, it was. I should probably get going. What? I'm not making things weird. I just don't want to come in the middle of anything. I want to I don't know, okay? I've been fighting these stupid feelings off for so long, ever since I came back and I saw you that first time. All I wanted to do was tell you how I feel. But it's too late now. I mean, you have a girlfriend who loves you, and that's it. There is nothing between us. We're just friends. Friends who miss each other, that's it. Yes, that's all it is. You agree. Okay, good. It was just a stupid mistake. I promised that I would come here and comfort you as a friend, and I don't really want to take advantage of you when you're at a low point, so can we please forget that happened? Okay, cool. Let's circle back to what we were saying about how you're a great person. Yeah. You think I am too? Well, thank you. I try. I don't think I could ever amount to you, but I can get somewhere there. Are you sure you don't want me to go? I mean, what if your girlfriend comes back and... You're right. We're just friends. Well, let me help you clean this mess up then. That's the least I could do before I leave. Of course we can't have a sleepover, silly. That would not look good, would it, no? Plus, we're not 10 anymore. Sadly. My gosh, be careful with the plate. It's everywhere. It's a good thing we're wearing shoes, I guess. My god, she made a mess in this place. She should really work on her anger issues, because this does not look very good. Were you going to clean it all by yourself? You were going to try to clean it before I come? Sorry, I was bored. I had nothing to do, so... I mean, I took the first chance I could. Trying to get back to work, but it's kind of hard. Adjusting to town again, you know, I'm so used to the city life that I forgot how to function properly. So I'm trying to get back at it. Well, you know, some people don't really recognize me, so I have to start fresh. And when they find out that I used to live here a long time ago, they get surprised. Yeah, it's been, amazing. Alright, got most of it out of the way. You sure you don't want me to finish it off with you? Okay. Ow! Oh shit. Sorry, no, it was just a sharp piece. No, I'm okay, it's just a little bleeding. I'm fine, don't worry about it. Hey, I said I'm fine. Fine, okay. You're such a worry cat. Alright, I'll wait for you. Go get a band-aid. Just rinse it with some water. Ow. Oh, there you are. Yes. Thank you. It's just a little scratch. Don't worry about it. Yeah, what were you saying? Well, no, you're just looking at me a little funny. But you always do that, so whatever. You've always done that. You stare right into my eyes and soul. No, please, you act like you don't know what I'm talking about, but you know exactly what I mean. You're something else. Yeah, play coy all you want, but we both know the truth here. You like my eyes. I mean, you've said it 1,000 times. Thank you. I like yours. Yours are cool, too. Yours feel like home in a weird way. Stop it. You're doing it again. I don't know. Just don't. All right, fine, I won't help you with the rest. I wish she would have helped you with some of the stuff before she left, at least. Oh? Was that a knock on your door? Yeah, go get it. Oh, hi. I should go, right? Well, your girlfriend's here. I think you guys should have a chat. I don't want to get in the way, so. Enjoy the champagne. I just got a new bottle, so I can share it or something. I'm just going to take my leave. Don't worry about it. I'll just text you later, okay? You have my number. Good luck. All right. Bye.